Today's Cotton Newsline is Two Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of our priorities always when we have a new Congress is just to make sure that we educate them about the importance of the industry in their particular state or district. Now, as we move into this appropriations process, some of the issues that we're working on from the industry's perspective is funding priorities that are important to the industry, most notably continued funding for pest eradication programs, boll weevil and pink bollworm. We also need to have continued funding for the gen labs, and we're in fact seeking some additional funding for those gen labs so that we can make sure they're appropriately staffed and be able to carry out the research that's needed. And then another key priority, and this is particularly important for the cotton industry because we export roughly 75% of our fiber, is to make sure that the export promotion programs of the market access program and farm development program are appropriately funded. That's the key source of funding for Cotton Council International. In fact, we're the largest cooperator, and so that's something that has to be covered in the appropriations process. So those are just a few of our priorities as Congress moves toward some type of appropriations vehicle.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, I think first and foremost continues to be a priority of making sure that we have cotton back in Title I, whether that's cotton / cotton seed, but some type of enhanced safety net when we get into a period of depressed market conditions. So that's going to be a major priority. Also continuing to maintain a fully functioning marketing loan that doesn't impede the flow of cotton into the marketplace is going to be critically important. There's going to be some efforts to try to address some provisions within the extra long staple cotton program, and most notably look at the loan rate level for ELS cotton as well as the operation of the competitiveness program. We want to continue to maintain the funding for the U.S. textile industry through the Economic Adjustment Assistance Program that's been very successful over these last two farm bills. We want to make sure that that is continued in the 2018 farm bill. And then I think also we would like to see some relaxation of the payment limits and the eligibility requirements to be eligible for farm program benefits. And we certainly don't want to see any further tightening because those are already too restrictive for commercial-sized family farming operations.